Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. The past few weeks, we've been talking about the fact that everyone on this planet is in the process of assimilating some of the most powerful frequencies of fifth-dimensional crystalline light that we've ever been able to assimilate. This powerful light is affecting all of us in very different ways. The level of higher consciousness that we're tapping into is beginning to really reunite us with our own divinity, and it's healing this self-inflicted separation that we have from our God selves. As this unprecedented shift of consciousness is fully integrated into our conscious minds and our emotional feeling worlds, people everywhere are beginning to realize that we can no longer just rely on our mental perceptions and our logical thinking. We're beginning to clearly understand that we're multidimensional beings functioning on many levels of consciousness simultaneously, and we need now to reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that is there, that's holding the vision of who we are and why we're on Earth during this cosmic moment of transfiguration. You and I have a powerful ability to add to the light of the world. And when we're joining together today in this hour, we're going to offer ourselves as a holy grail, a cup, for this light to flow through. So no matter how buried anyone is on this planet in their painful outer world circumstances, let's lift them up through the power of our oneness, realizing and knowing that as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. All we have to do is recognize that we're one with every other soul on this planet and invoke the light of God on their behalf. We know that the universal law is ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be open. And the other aspects of the universal law reflect the truth that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are really non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. This universal law means that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without being invited to do so. So since we are all one, even if a person abiding in the physical plane is not aware that they have this assistance available to them and that they can ask for divine intervention, we have the ability to invoke that assistance from on high in every person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since that person even realized that they have a divine self or that the company of heaven was available to them. But when we invoke their higher self through their I Am presence will receive that divine light and project it into their earthly experiences in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. We can't do this for people, but what we are doing is giving their higher self permission to intervene by our heart call. And each person's higher self will only respond in a way that reflects the highest good and is in alignment with their divine plan. So for instance, when we're invoking healing for someone, or prosperity for someone, or abundance for someone, it gives the higher self permission to magnetize this light into their experience. And the moment it's time for the healing to take place, or the moment it is time for them to complete their learning experience with poverty consciousness, or with dysfunctional relationships, or with any other challenging experience that people are going through, their higher self can flood them with these higher energies and transform their lives far more quickly. This is a time of new beginnings. So let's join together now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and our minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of people all over this world. Feel the love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love we feel ourselves being transformed and lifted up into this magnificent chalice of light. During our time together today, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from the unified I Am presence of every evolving soul on this planet and from the legions of light throughout infinity who we are calling forth this moment to help us in this sacred and holy endeavor. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. We are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur in the history of time. This shift is lifting all humanity into a new level of awareness that will result in transforming this sweet earth into the planet of love, peace, abundance, and joy, the new earth, which is her divine destiny. I know it's difficult to understand how this could be when we look at outer world appearances, but what we are witnessing with our physical sight is a necessary purging that must take place in order for us to move forward in the light. All life is interrelated, so we must heal our past transgressions of the law of divine love and harmony in order to clear the way for the patterns of perfection for the new earth to manifest in the physical plane. What we're seeing is the negativity that's being pushed to the surface by the influx of light that is now pouring through every heart flame. What we do not as easily see is this incredible light that is pushing the negativity to the surface. This unfolding shift of consciousness is a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. Because of that fact, we are receiving more assistance throughout the whole of creation than has ever been bestowed upon any evolving planet. At this time, we are literally receiving light and assistance from legions of light, from suns beyond suns, and galaxies beyond galaxies. These beings are focusing their light and love on this one small planet. Every light being in the universe is pulling for us and assisting us the maximum that cosmic law will allow. The victorious accomplishment of this experiment is actually creating a new level of godhood that will benefit all life throughout the whole of creation. So everyone is very much wanting us to succeed. This light is increasing every facet of life in the body of God. And so all life is going to be lifted up as we succeed God victoriously. Never has a planet that has fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation been given an opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated pace. We are always the sum total of all of the experiences we have ever had. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we are bringing our unique collective experience with us into the next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experience is coming into this higher octave and will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul throughout the whole of creation. Then the sons and daughters of God, evolving throughout the universe, will be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of pain and suffering that the souls evolving on Earth have endured. This is the reason that the entire universe is rejoicing, and the beings of light throughout the whole of creation are endeavoring to assist us in any way that they possibly can. Now, in previously unknown ways, the light of God is permeating every cell, organ, gland, muscle, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We are being transformed literally from carbon-based planetary human beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. This influx of divine light is creating an environment in which the I Am presence within every person's heart flame is quickened and exalted to the frequency that will allow it to take full dominion of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, these earthly bodies are being transformed into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. This is an individual process that is taking place now within each person according to his or her ability to assimilate and integrate this unprecedented frequency of fifth-dimensional crystalline light that is now flooding through every heart flame. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, so whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and we bring into form. If we are constantly thinking and talking about the negative behavior patterns people are participating in, or the things we don't like about the people themselves, we simply add to the energy and power of the very things that we're trying to transform. This is true whether we're talking about our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers, our associates and acquaintances, or our governmental officials, our world leaders, and global situations. Actually, the more powerful and influential a person is, the more critical it is for us to empower their divine potential instead of focusing on all of the mistakes that they are making. We can empower and energize every person's divine potential by focusing our attention on their I Am presence, which is the highest aspect of divinity that is now pulsating in their heart flame. Then, by invoking the I Am presence to take control of the person's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, their own divinity has permission to intervene in their challenging life experiences in new and empowering ways. Every person's I Am presence is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to guide and assist that person. But not even this individualized aspect of God has permission to assist without our invitation. Remember, the universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. These are not lofty platitudes. They are profound and irrefutable universal laws. When invited, the floodgates of heaven open for the intervention of our I Am presence and the company of heaven as well. These aspects of divinity will always respond in alignment with the immaculate concept of our divine plans. They won't interfere with our learning experiences or short-circuit the lessons that we need to learn, but they will be there to assist us the maximum that cosmic law will allow. The I Am presence of each person will only intervene in ways that perpetuate the very highest good for all concerned. I know that this may seem like a very simple anecdote for the atrocities that people are inflicting on each other throughout the world, but it is one of the most powerful things we can do to hasten humanity's awakening and transfiguration. By focusing on the divinity, communicating with their I Am presence, invoking their I Am presence to intervene in each person's life, and to take command of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we can transform the way people are behaving. Many people are so buried in the effluvia of their negative belief systems that they can't get their heads above the mud puddle of confusion and chaos effectively enough to even hear the guidance of their I Am presence. Often these people have no concept that they are one with all life, and they truly believe in this survival mode that they must lie and steal and cheat and kill for their survival. Those of us who have awakened from that nightmare and remember that we are one and have a responsibility for being our brothers and sisters' keepers until they can awaken to that divine truth themselves, have a responsibility to intervene daily and hourly in any way that resonates as truth in our heart. This does not mean that we're just to be passive and wait and watch for our loved ones' awakenings. It means that we are to actively be instruments of God that we have volunteered to be prior to this embodiment. You have been prepared to assist in the divine mission of helping awakening humanity get ready for the shift of consciousness that is now on the horizon. If that were not the case, your God self would not have drawn you to this radio program and to the information that is being shared with you in many different levels. This is a wondrous opportunity for you, and the universe will joyously support your every effort in this essential endeavor. To begin this process, we need to open our hearts to every evolving soul on earth. I know that this is not easy when we observe some of the terrible things people are doing to each other and to other life forms on the planet, but it is a necessary step in becoming instruments of God. Remember, we are one with every facet of life. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the negativity. The most powerful awakening force in the universe is the power of God's love flowing through your sacred heart flame into the heart flame of another human being. We never know what set of circumstances compels people to choose the negative paths that they are chosen, or what causes them to make the self-destructive decisions they make. But in order to shift our feelings from anger and disappointment into love and understanding, we need to step back and contemplate the bigger picture. First of all, we need to really grasp the reality that everyone is doing the best they can according to their wisdom and their understanding and their belief systems. This is true no matter whether or not we think they should know better, or whether it is obvious to everyone else in the world that what that person is doing is wrong. If the person fully understood the principle of the oneness of all life and the ramification of their negative actions in the face of that fundamental truth, they would not behave in the negative manner in which they are behaving. It is just that simple. They do not understand how powerful their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are, and that whatever storm they cast on another sea of emotions is going to expand and return into their own life experience. When we grasp this truth, that everyone is doing the best they can according to the wisdom and understanding that they have, it will change our thinking. We will no longer look at people as bad or evil. Rather, we will look at them like we would unaware children who are unable to comprehend the results of their behavior. Sometimes children do terrible things without any idea of what the end result of their actions will be. But instead of hating them and wishing them harm, we embrace them and we strive to teach them a better way through our love and patience. Just for a moment, imagine that a person you perceive, for instance, to be the most degenerate or evil person on the planet is someone that you really love. What if it is your child or your husband your wife, or your parent. You understand that they've done horrible things, but in your heart of hearts, you love that person, and you know that in spite of their appalling behavior, there is a person inside whom you love and know is capable of better things. You believe with every fiber of your being that this person will one day awaken and choose to be the person you know they are destined to be. So you never give up hope, and you keep holding the vision of their divine potential. You continually invoke their God self and pray that they will wake up and choose to turn their life around. Now the feelings of love and compassion and hope that we have for our loved ones in those situations should be the same feelings that we awaken within our hearts for every human being. After all, we truly are one family, and we are sisters and brothers in every sense of the word. Through the love, compassion, and dedicated invocations of awakened lightworkers, the flame of transfiguring divine love is flowing through the planet at a greatly intensified frequency. This love is gradually softening the hearts and enlightening the minds of recalcitrant souls who are resisting the light. These precious wayward souls are gradually raising their heads above the negativity, and one by one, they are beginning to reclaim the path of existence that will inspire them to fulfill the mission of co-creating heaven on earth, which is why they came to this planet in the first place. As the flame of transfiguring divine love bathes the hearts and minds of humanity, more and more people are awakening and remembering who they are and why they are here. This transfiguring process is opening the door for the light of God to increase on earth. When people awaken and their consciousness is raised up, they begin to actually see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the effect of allowing people to clearly perceive the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. People then begin to know there is no such thing as us and them. We are all one. When this truth resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept, and the concept of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, or any other reflection of our belief in separation become impossible to tolerate. Unfortunately, this intolerance often exacerbates the problem. Sometimes we start developing this holier-than-thou consciousness, and the reflex response is for a newly awakened people to take a stand against those negative situations and behavior patterns. When we do this, this causes us to polarize ourselves against the other person and the people involved in the destructive behavior. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or group of people, we motivate them to fight back, and this merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. I don't think we've ever seen this more dramatically expressed as it is right now in our political system, in the United States and around the world. Look what's going on when we talk about bringing viable solutions into the healthcare system. Instead of working together and coming up with win-win situations that will benefit the doctors and the people that have dedicated their lives to healing people, as well as all of the people on the planet who need the assistance and the help from doctors and other medical people. We are fighting each other, and we are trying to come up with that dog-eat-dog solution that will benefit us at the expense of everybody else. This only widens the abyss and is causing further separation. We often attempt to solve our problems by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized against into seeing things our way. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking is flawed. They, in turn, argue from their perspective and their way of thinking that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. These arguments are futile, of course, and only intensify our polarization. There's a saying that states, people do not know what they do not know. When we awaken, we actually are lifted up in consciousness, and a shift takes place within us that gives us greater clarity and insight into the reality of what is taking place, and our perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally feels, thinks, sees, and hears with greater clarity and awareness because they see the bigger picture of what is actually taking place. This shift of consciousness allows us to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This creates a knowing within that awakens a person's heart center. And this awakening allows us to perceive and hear with new eyes and new ears. This is an indisputable inner knowing, then, that is recorded within our being. When an awakened person tries to dispute the beliefs of an unawakened person, something takes place that is very logical. When an unawakened person tries to discredit the inner knowing of an awakened person, it is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color or music. The difference in this situation is that a sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color or music. The sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person, and they would respond to him or her with patience and understanding, gently and lovingly communicating with them in a way that would soften their understanding rather than disputing and arguing and fighting against them, just like we would with a child who didn't know any better and didn't understand what we were trying to teach them. Unfortunately, we cannot easily tell if someone is awakened or not, so we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, and that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which only polarizes us further. This, again, is a reminder that we must realize people are doing the best they can according to their wisdom, their understanding, and their belief systems. What is happening now is that this is a very challenging time for people everywhere. It is actually the time that was referred to in the Bible when all that is hidden must now be revealed. It is a time when humanity is being purged of the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos. These behavior patterns and the results of these actions are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. This is a necessary part of our transfiguration and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension onto the next spiral of evolution as we co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of greed, governmental corruption, and the atrocities of war and terrorism. We see gross imbalances in the economic system and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and our belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but in the past they were not brought to the attention of the masses as profusely and as uncomfortably as they are being reported to us now. During this very intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They are polarized over war, the economy, taxes, health and health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management and labor, medicine, food, water, the environment, air, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that we are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever known, and that the earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite physical perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process, and for the new earth to become a manifest reality, we must heal the polarization that is being projected onto the field of learning as it's pushed up to be healed. Then peace and abundance will become the order of the new day, and we will be able to manifest the archetypes for the new earth. Since unawakened humanity is having a lot of trouble grasping the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened light workers to heal this polarization. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on earth. This is our purpose and our reason for being in embodiment at this time. And it is the reason that we already have everything we need to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. The statement is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. So instead of polarizing ourselves against everything that we disagree with, we need to co-create a new reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor every single day of our lives as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and focus it on the multidimensional, multifaceted visions of heaven on earth and what we want the new earth to be. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect reverence for life, or the oneness of life, we have the ability to invoke the flame of transfiguring divine love into the situation. This sacred fire will transfigure all of the aspects of the problem into a higher frequency of oneness. Then we can blaze the violet flame through the situation and transmute the negative thought patterns and archetypes that created the problem in the first place. Once this process is complete, we must then envision what we want to create in place of the negative situation that we are invoking the light into. For instance, instead of polarizing against the government, invoke the God self, the I Am presence of every person who is holding public office, and ask them to intervene in that person's life. See all governmental officials responding to the guidance and directives of their I Am presence as they make decisions based solely on the highest good for humanity and all life on this planet. Ask the flame of transfiguring divine love to be projected into the heart flames of those who are associated with the governments of the world consistently and perpetually, and ask them to strive to create freedom, liberty, equality, peace, abundance, and joy for everyone. Hold the vision and know that because of your heart call, the I Am presence of all governmental officials are now genuinely working to establish the perfection of heaven on earth, because they have been granted permission to do so through your heart call and your invocation. The call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. But once we invoke the light of God into the heart flames of all of those associated with governments, the I Am presence of everyone will intervene in perfect alignment with that soul's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. When greed, selfishness, and gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to your attention, envision the I Am presence of the people involved taking command of their hearts and minds. Visualize transfiguring divine love taking place within their hearts, and see them responding to every situation in their lives through the flame of the violet flame of perfection. See them responding with generosity, honesty, integrity, and a willingness to share the wealth with those who are less fortunate than themselves, bringing win-win situations into everyone's life so that everyone can enjoy and experience the wonder of the new earth. Remember, what we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we bring into form. If we want to change what is occurring on earth, we need to take the focus of our attention off of all the negativity that is appearing on the screen of life and focus on what we want to manifest instead. It is important for each of us to create a detailed vision of what heaven on earth will be like. Then we must set about co-creating that new positive reality by consistently thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting toward that goal. In addition to empowering the reality of heaven on earth through our visions and thought forms, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. All life is interconnected. So when we raise our consciousness or transmute an aspect of our human ego that no longer serves our highest good, we actually create an upward flow of energy, vibration, and consciousness that lifts and transmutes the collective fallen energy of humanity as well. It creates this upward rush for all life on the planet. As we transmute our obsolete behavior patterns, we can ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift up their consciousness and to transmute their obsolete behavior patterns simultaneously. When we ask the I Am presence of another human being to intervene for the highest good of that person, the I Am presence gratefully responds. From outer appearances, it may seem as though we are centuries away from ever experiencing anything remotely resembling heaven on earth. But that is an illusion. There are literally millions of awakened souls working every day to transform this planet into her divine birthright. and we are far closer to realizing that truth than you may think. The Earth and all her life have moved forward by quantum leaps and bounds over the last few decades, and specifically through the last several months. Due to the tenacity and dedication of light workers all over the world, wondrous miracles have taken place that have exceeded the greatest expectations of heaven. Understanding the magnitude of these miracles may be just the pearl of wisdom that we need to inspire us to accept the opportunity being presented to us now to fulfill our unique facets of the divine plan. As sons and daughters of God, humanity's purpose and reason for being in this earthly school of learning is to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The original plan was for each of us to observe the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and then for us to learn to formulate those patterns into our earthly lives. The goal was for each of us to use our free will to combine the patterns of perfection into previously unknown expressions of divinity, thus expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. After the fall, everything dramatically changed. Humanity became so buried in the effluvia of our own human miscreations that we lost the ability to communicate with our I Am presence and our higher selves. Tragically, we lost our way, and we forgot who we are and why we are here. We developed an alter ego, and we came to the fragmented conclusion that we were just our fear-based lower human egos. This aspect of our personality was accepted as our true reality. For millions of years, we have been struggling to raise our consciousness above the humanly created veils of illusion so that we could stop our downward spiral into oblivion and reclaim our path of ascension into Godhood. The prophets and seers of old told us that there would be a time in the distant future when humanity would once awaken for our self-inflicted exile, and we would once again reunite with our God selves. The belief was, however, that even with the most valiant efforts of both the heavenly realms and earth, that there would still be large numbers of fallen souls who would not awaken in time for the next planetary shift of the spiral of evolution. We were told that a second earth would be created, and that during the moment of the cosmic in-breath, the new earth would ascend into the next dimension, and the old earth, along with the souls that were unable to withstand this shift, would pass away. It is important for us to realize that a fulfilled negative prophecy is a failed prophecy. The only reason information is given to humanity through divine inspiration is so that we will see what is going to occur if we continue our present course of direction. If the prophecy reveals a potential negative outcome, it is being given for the sole purpose of inspiring us to improve our behavior patterns and to show us what will occur if we continue at our present course of direction. Most people have heard of harmonic convergence. This was a unique moment in time in August of 1987, when for an instant, heaven and earth became one. Through the unified efforts of the entire company of heaven, the lightworkers all over the world joined together in consciousness, and the crystal grid system of light, the fourth dimensional crystal grid system of earth, was activated to its highest frequency. The crystal grid system provides the same service for the body of Mother Earth as our chakra system and our acupuncture meridians provide within our own physical bodies. When that activation took place, all life evolving on this planet ascended in energy, vibration, and consciousness to our next level of existence. At that time, the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, created a new earth, which was superimposed over the old earth. The creation of the second earth fulfilled the prophecy of old that paved the way for the souls who would be ready to make the approaching shift of consciousness. During the years that followed harmonic convergence, myriad activities of light took place that actually changed the course of history. These unparalleled events created the environment for an awakening of the mass consciousness of humanity. In August of 2002, during the anniversary of harmonic convergence, a miracle took place through an act of divine grace that stunned even the company of heaven. In a unique act of divine intervention, all of the recalcitrant souls who were in danger of not being able to make the upcoming shift of consciousness were taken in their finer bodies as they slept at night into the heart of our great central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. Embraced in Alpha and Omega's divine love, these wayward souls were given one last opportunity to choose to move into the light. The divine intelligence within the flame of transfiguring divine love had been blazing in their heart flames for a year and had softened their resolve to resist the light. In an awesome moment of divine grace, every single soul volunteered to do what is necessary to clear their karmic liabilities, to prepare for the emerging shift of consciousness. With that agreement, a new covenant was formed between these souls and their I Am presence. With that victory, Alpha and Omega sounded a cosmic tone, and the builders of form, the mighty Elohim, breathed the old earth over a glorious bridge of light into the frequencies of the new earth. Miraculously, the two earths merged and became one, and a new accelerated divine plan was set into motion to quickly prepare every evolving soul for the impending global shift of consciousness that is now taking place. Since the decision of the recalcitrant souls was made in the realms of cause, it takes time for that understanding to filter into the dense consciousness of our outer mind. Obviously, many people are still acting out their resistance to the light and attempting to wreak havoc over the physical plane. The fact that the two Earths have become one, thus enabling all humanity to move forward into the light, is a miracle of unfathomable proportions. The important thing for us to understand, however, is that this miracle greatly increased the work that the lightworkers on Earth must now accomplish. Awakened lightworkers must now assist in transmuting the dense energies that have been brought with these recalcitrant souls into the new Earth to be surfaced and healed. In the previous plan, these energies would have been left behind with those souls. These are the discordant energies that were destined to be left behind. But since the Earth has now become one with the old Earth, these humanly created patterns of pain and suffering are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed. This is what we are experiencing and why things are becoming so intense. All we have to do is watch the evening news to see the negativity surfacing everywhere. But be at peace. In spite of appearances, the divine plan is unfolding perfectly, and God's will is manifesting. The global shift of consciousness the spiritual hierarchy has been telling us about for the past 50 years is now upon us. This shift of consciousness is awakening humanity and allowing every soul connected with divine consciousness to now remember the oneness of life. We are becoming one with our I Am Presence and our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. We are integrating now the masculine and feminine polarities of God within us, and we are birthing the higher level of Christ consciousness, the divinity that we are as beloved sons and daughters of God. This shift is helping us to heal our self-inflicted separation from God and empowering us to reclaim our divine birthright as we co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Just for a moment, allow these words to resonate within the divinity of your heart flame. Go within and experience the oneness of your divinity and the oneness within every heart flame as we affirm from the very core of our being the affirmation that has been given to us to reverberate through the divinity of our heart by the beings of light in the realms of limit truth. This is reverberating through our I Am Presence as we remember the divine truth within each of us individually. And as our I Am Presence affirms through the core of reality in the divinity of our heart, I am an instrument of God. I am weaving my divine gifts, talents, skills, knowledge, strength, courage, compassion, and love into the tapestry of the divine plan for the new earth. I am responding to my heart's call, and I am God in action in the physical world of form. I am consecrating my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to be the greatest force of good I am capable of being on this planet. I am making a positive difference every day in my life and in the lives of all humanity. Through the focus of my attention, I am expressing the following divine truths through all levels of existence. I am one with all life. I am divine love. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and flowing with God's infinite abundance. I am a peace-commanding presence. The action I take every day improves my family, my job, my community, my city, my country, and the world. I have a healing touch that blesses all life. Daily and hourly, I am communing with the angelic kingdom and the elemental kingdom and all the realms of light throughout the whole of creation. I am transfiguring divine love, and I am the open door that no one can shut. I am transfiguring this planet into the new earth, and so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I breathe in deeply and gently open my eyes. Precious Heart, if you would like to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. And it is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance than ever before. So there are many tools and things on our website that will help you. There are newsletters and articles from the past that will help you. We have books and tapes and CDs, DVDs that will help you if you're interested in them. So whenever you want to add greater knowledge or understanding through your meditations, be sure and visit our website and get in touch with your higher self. I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world, and thank you for being the gift of light that you have chosen to be on this planet. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.